Yeah, I mean, it'd mean the world to me. It's something that I've strived for ever since last year, since I've had, you know, got the nomination. But, you know, to actually feel like I have a really good shot at winning it this year is, you know, pretty cool for me. So it just depends on, you know, whoever votes, what they think. And I think if it comes down to truly a defensive award, I just feel like it'd be hard to give it to someone else because, I mean, I'm, you know, everyone always brings up the numbers to me, what I've done this year. But I realize you have to hit, though, too. And, you know, depending on whoever I'm competing against, you know, if guys have better offensive years and if that's what makes them win it, then so be it. But, you know, I truly think I'm one of the best defenders in all of baseball. And, you know, for me to win this award would mean the world to me, and it's something that I hope I'm in the running for many years to come.
What's obviously you played great last year in right field. What's taken your game up another notch in center this year, do you think? Because you have been better in terms of runs saved and those type of things.
Well, I think it's just my natural position. I feel like you get more balls hit to you out there. You have, you know, right center gap, left center gap, balls hit straight over your head, and when you're in the corners, I feel like you're somewhat limited to the range that you can actually prove. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of balls hit to the middle of the field, and I'm very thankful for that because I enjoy running them down. And, you know, I've always been blessed with great instincts, and I think for me, being right behind the pitcher and having an idea of what they like to do to certain hitters, I have a feeling where the ball is going to go beforehand. And, you know, that might change every now and then, but, you know, you play against a lot of guys, and, you know, we get scouting reports on guys, so we play in certain areas. And I think from center field, that point of view out there, you know, getting my eyesight right over home plate is huge for me. And like I said, I feel like I get really, really good reads off the bat more in center than in the corners because you're, you know, can be skewed a little bit because you're not right in center of everything. But and I think I've matured a lot too. I know when to dive, when not to dive, and know when to, you know, try to throw a guy out or, you know, just shut it down. So I think I take a lot of baby steps this year that have added up huge for me.
You mentioned, and it's kind of unfair, that sometimes Gold Glove awards are determined somewhat by offensive numbers, but since August 1st, your offense game has been better. Where have you improved this year, and where do you want to take your game up another notch next year?
Well, for me, I even though my numbers aren't going to jump out at you this year, I've gotten a lot better this year from last year, even though it might not show it statistically wise. But, you know, there's been a lot of above average plays made on me, and it, you know, I've looked at video this whole year, and I mean, it's the big leagues. You expect guys to make really good plays on you, and I've had quite a few taken away from me, so, and, you know, a lot of extra base hits too. So I'm very happy with what I've done this year, but I still know there's a lot more, and I know I've improved this year offensively than what I did last year. And, you know, hopefully I just continue to keep progressing as my career goes along. And, you know, I think the sky's the limit for me, and I have a great mindset, have a lot of confidence in myself, and, you know, I'm just willing to do whatever it takes to help the team out and put ourselves in the best position to win. And like I said, I'm very happy with the steps I've taken forward, my offensive approach and mindset up there, and, you know, really getting a chance to play every day up here, you know, against righties, lefties, don't matter, has been huge for me. And I think I just give this team best chance of winning when I'm out there each and every day.
That is outfielder Kevin Kiermaier, and we certainly hope he does win that Gold Glove.